The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments, or who teaches others to do so, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
good to be back with you again today at Mater Dolorosa. I've been away for a couple of months. Great to see you all again here. Today's gospel reading is a bit of a wake-up call. It reminds me, last year, the LA Rams beat the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. And this was a close game, right? If any of you saw it, it was a pretty close game. But it was no accident that the Rams won. And I'm grateful Father Anthony Stepple is not here today because he's a Bengals fan. But, you know, the Rams, they spent years preparing for this game. They made tough calls. They invested lots of time and money, trading their draft picks for really elite talent from other teams. They went all in to prepare for the Super Bowl. And basically their strategy was they're going to do everything possible to win this one game. And it paid off. They came out on top. Now, it sounds so simple, you wonder why every team doesn't do the same. And the answer, of course, is that simple doesn't mean easy. It's actually very, very difficult to go all in. Giving a total, unconditional yes, like Jesus says in today's gospel, let your yes mean yes, wholeheartedly. Giving that yes, setting our whole minds and hearts toward a single goal and doing everything possible to get there, well, it demands that we say no to a lot of other things along the way. And that's why so many of us, I think, only ever give a partial and a conditional yes to the law of the Lord. We prefer to pick and choose. Yes, I believe that it's wrong to kill. It's always wrong to kill. But when it comes to slander, gossip, lying, well, I don't know, Father, that doesn't really seem so bad to me. Or perhaps, yes, I believe it's wrong to commit adultery. It's a sin. But how about gluttony or sloth? Those don't really apply to me. Or how about this one? Yes, I believe in God. I believe in a loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I don't really believe that God is present here in the Blessed Sacrament, that what looks like bread and tastes like bread is really the body and blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord. That seems like a step too far. I don't believe. We say, yes, I believe when it's convenient, when it makes sense, when it seems easy enough. But we hesitate when it comes with a cost. When it comes to the tough calls. And today's first reading reminds us that we have this freedom to choose. Before man are life and death, good and evil. And whichever he chooses shall be given to him. God gives each of us the incredible gift and responsibility of a free will. In fact, he gives us his law to guide us along the path to life, to choose life, to choose what is good, but he leaves us utterly free. We can obey his law, we can say yes, choosing the way of life, which leads to harmony, to peace, to goodness, to joy, or we may freely choose to disobey and thereby choose the way of death, leading to disharmony, leading to pain, to misery, to evil. In fact, God leaves us so utterly free that in the end, we may even choose hell. The souls who go to hell get what they want. It's not that God sends anyone there as a punishment, out of his anger, but in the end, God, with a broken heart, will allow us to have what we have chosen for our whole lives, to be apart from him for all eternity. That's how much he respects our free will. Yet, dear friends in Christ, from the cross, Jesus Christ, spreading his arms wide in the gift of total love, says, you, my son, my daughter, you will go to hell only over my dead body. Jesus Christ not only gives us the law, to direct us on the path to life. He gives us the gift of his grace, which he pours out into our hearts as we believe in him, we make our acts of faith in him, and especially above all, as we receive the sacraments, Holy Communion. Grace gives us the strength to follow the law, to choose the good, to reject evil, to break bad habits and addictions, to love when it hurts, to obey when it's hard, to go all in. So today, at this Holy Mass, let's go all in for the law of God. Say to Jesus as you receive him in Holy Communion, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And ask Jesus for the grace to believe more deeply, to follow his law, to make the tough calls, saying yes to the teachings that are difficult for us, and no to the cheap and easy alternatives that only lead to death. As we go all in, we find that it becomes easier and easier to choose the good. Because the more we believe and rely on Jesus, the more we trust in him, the more we receive. And even now, in this life, we begin to get back what we have chosen. Peace, joy, goodness, abundant life. Those who go all in on the law of the Lord are blessed. They are happy, even when it's hard. Because we are on the road that leads to life, that leads to victory. And on the last day, when we score that winning field goal of a Christian death, we who have gone all in on the law of the Lord will take a victory lap through the halls of heaven, crying out with all the saints, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And we will receive back forever what we have chosen in this life. We will receive back from God life without end, in the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.